Entrepreneurship creates virtually all net job growth in America, but there is remarkably limited data available on the phenomenon. For instance, if you want to know how many manufacturing businesses were started last quarter in your city, you probably can't find it. New and young businesses are generally viewed by governments as separate individual entities rather than as a dynamic collective force that energizes the entire economy. Fortunately, that is beginning to change. New landmark national data recently released by the GoDaddy Small Business Research Lab significantly expands our understanding of the economic importance of entrepreneurship in America. The report is titled "What Small Businesses Tell Us About the Economy That Wall Street Can't," and it contains a groundbreaking finding. Entrepreneurship data is one of the best predictors of the future health of the economy. What the data shows. The GoDaddy Research analyses national data from 1990 to 2025 and incorporates real-time digital entrepreneurship data from GoDaddy. It finds that while stock market returns are statistically linked to economic outcomes, those relationships are relatively modest. By comparison, small business formation shows a stronger relationship with GDP growth, payroll employment, and unemployment, and often appears earlier in the data. It's hard to overstate the importance of this finding. For all the attention we give the stock market, entrepreneurship is a more accurate and timelier economic indicator. Three states, however, have taken pivotal steps to collect entrepreneurship data: Nevada, Oklahoma, and Minnesota. Each of their unique approaches offers a model for other states to replicate. Nevada's Right to Start Act. Nevada enacted legislation in 2023 known as the Right to Start Act, which made Nevada the first state in the nation by law to have a dedicated Office of Entrepreneurship. Section 8 of the legislation requires the Office of Entrepreneurship to submit annually to the Legislative Commission a report that includes such specified metrics as the following: the number and total dollar amount of state contracts awarded to businesses that have been in operation for not more than 5 years, including a breakdown by demographic segments and geographical areas throughout the state, the percentage of the number and of the total dollar amount of state contracts awarded to businesses that have been in operation for not more than 5 years compared to the total number and dollar amount of contracts awarded, and the types of businesses awarded a state contract. Oklahoma's Chief Entrepreneurial Officer and Minnesota's Entrepreneurship Dashboard. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt issued an executive order, 2026-04, in January 2026 that breaks new ground in designating the first-ever executive-level Chief Entrepreneurial Officer, CEO, in any state. Coupled with that is a commitment to tracking entrepreneurship metrics to guide smarter policies, thereby embedding the collection and reporting of entrepreneurship data in the state's regular economic reporting. The executive order requires, in a section titled Strengthening Entrepreneurship Performance Metrics, three actions. First, the Oklahoma Department of Commerce, ODOC, in coordination with the Chief Entrepreneurial Officer of Oklahoma, CEO, shall integrate entrepreneurship and new business formation measures into the state's regular economic reports. Second, the ODOC shall collaborate with other agencies and academic partners to improve access to relevant data to guide policy decisions. Third, the ODOC shall also build a marketing plan to promote established entrepreneurship programs and resources across the state. Meanwhile, Minnesota's Office of Small Business and Innovation within the Department of Employment and Economic Development has created a new Minnesota County Entrepreneurship Dashboard of entrepreneurship data that covers every county in the state with an interactive tool across multiple economic indicators. These states are leading the way with three models for enhancing the collection and reporting of entrepreneurship data. Nevada took a legislative approach, enacting a Right to Start Act. Oklahoma took an executive approach, with an executive order by the governor. Minnesota took a departmental approach with a programmatic initiative, creating a data dashboard. Other initiatives. All three state models are available for replication or adoption by other states. To facilitate the spread of such models, Right to Start, the organization I lead, has created two national networks of state officials to advance entrepreneurship. Both networks are free for state officials to join. One is the National Entrepreneurship Leaders Network, NELN, which brings together public officials across 18 states, leading offices of entrepreneurship and/or similar public sector agencies that are advancing support for entrepreneurship. It provides opportunities for them to connect, share, and learn, helping them strengthen their work and drive impact. The other is the Policy Champions Network, which brings together elected state policymakers, including legislators, across 36 states currently. The network helps share key resources, trends, and best practices related to entrepreneurship policy, provides a dedicated space for policymakers to access bi-monthly insights, engage in peer-to-peer learning and discussion, and join biannual convenings on entrepreneur-friendly policies and trends. Entrepreneurship benefits all Americans, not just entrepreneurs, so everyone has a stake in the success of our new and young businesses. Every 1% increase in entrepreneurial activity in a state, for instance, correlates with a 2% decline in poverty. Given how vital entrepreneurship is to understanding and increasing economic growth, it's time to measure it better so we can advance it more effectively across the nation.